You're tuned in to the Golden Hammers Tech Watch. Tech Watch is a proud member of the Tech Podcasts Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here. I'm Darusha Wame. I've been talking lately about digital rights management, and how I think that as a concept, it has a limited future at best. But for people who create content, there's still the problem of how to assert ownership or creators' rights over digital materials. And there is a solution. I'm referring to alternative licensing models, such as Creative Commons or one of the free software licenses, like the GNU Public License. Like DRM, licensing is an imperfect solution, but it errs on the side of freedom rather than control. A license is simply a way of telling the people who use your content what they can do with it. For a creator, a license is like a trademark. It's only legally useful as a tool for those times when the license is broken, so you need to know that someone is abusing your content and be willing to call them on it. Even then, there is some dispute about whether all the alternative licenses are legally binding. But the real power of licensing, to my mind, is making it clear to users what their rights are. I'd argue that DRM-style solutions just keep the honest people honest. Real pirates have been cracking the systems that keep files proprietary since the dawn of the internet. It's only people who don't want to steal who are kept out by DRM. On the other hand, a clear and understandable license makes it easy for those same honest people to find the content that can be used the way they want to use it. If I download a song that's been clearly licensed in a way that says I can freely share it, I don't have to worry about burning it on a CD to mix for my friends. If I want to find a photo to use for a part of a poster, I can look specifically for images that allow modifications. The great advantage of this for creators is that I'm less likely to use content in ways that the creator doesn't want if I know what that is. And using a more permissive license opens up the number of people who might be interested in your content, because they look specifically for that type of content. As an example, all the content on the Golden Hammer is licensed with a Creative Commons license that says you can use, change, and/or distribute anything you find, so long as you make it clear that you got the original work from me. I want as many people as possible to see and hear my work, so if you want to pass it on, as it is or in a modified form, that's great. And even if you make a few bucks doing so, good for you. There are plenty of different licenses to choose from. And there's no doubt that no matter what you want people to be able to do, or not to do, with your stuff, you can find a license that covers it. Sure, it's not bulletproof, and you're really relying on the honor system to get people to follow the terms. But we live in a world of file-sharing services that offer you everything from music to movies to entire operating systems that are the internet equivalent of TVs that fell off the back of a truck. As a content creator, you're always going to be at the mercy of everyone else's sense of ethics anyway. With licenses, you can at least make it clear how you want your work to be used, so that the vast majority of people who want to be fair can be. Send me your feedback by email to goldenhammer@darusha.ca, or you can leave a comment on the weblog at goldenhammer.darusha.ca. This is TechWatch, and we're keeping an eye on your stuff.